The Horseless Carriage. After the first modern automobile was built by the German engineer Carl Benz, the next step was to figure out a way to mass produce it. The goal was to build automobiles in such a way that it was cost-effective, so that the money saved in manufacturing could be passed on to the consumers. As a result, there would be a reasonably priced car that everyone could own. In 1893, an American named Henry Ford built his first car based on the Benz model. Benz continued to build expensive cars in Europe for upper-class purchasers. Ford had a better idea. He wanted to build cars for everyone. Ford visited a slaughterhouse and watched as the butchers cut the cattle up in an assembly line, with each station chopping off a particular portion of the beef. Ford decided to apply this method to the production of cars, and the automobile assembly line was born, a method still used today. In 1908, Ford produced the Model T, which was a simple family car without the fancy trappings found on expensive cars. In 1913, he created his assembly line, and the cars began to roll out. The more he produced, the lower the prices were, until he managed to get the price of his Model T down to about $285. In 1914, Ford paid his workers an incredible $5 per day. That was nearly twice the average wage for similar work at that time. Professionals declared that this was a ridiculously high wage and that he would go bankrupt. Ford reasoned that if he paid his workers enough money, they could afford to buy his cars. By 1924, Ford had sold 2 million cars. Ford created mass production, but it was General Motors that understood marketing. They introduced the yearly model change, which enticed buyers to purchase the latest style of car. They also introduced the payment plan, whereby a buyer could purchase a car on credit and make monthly payments. People love the automobile because of the sense of freedom and excitement it gives.